Welcome to the Small Business Weekly podcast, a production of the Small Business Association of Michigan. I'm your host, Michael Rogers. Each week, I talk with small business owners, innovators, entrepreneurs, and other experts to get you the owner-to-owner tips and advice you need to have a successful business operation. The Small Business Weekly podcast is brought to you by American Society of Employers. It's easy to get your HR question answered by an ASE representative through SBAM's Ask a Question web portal. A fact-based answer will be provided to you completely free of charge. ASE also provides discounted workplace posters, employment screening, and employee handbooks. Visit sbam.org/ASE to get started. My guest today is Kevin Sodermark, the Vice President of LNC Enterprises USA, also known as Delta Fence and Construction. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You guys were recently recognized by Michigan Celebrates Small Business as one of the Michigan 50 companies to watch for 2024, such a significant award that you received. Tell us what the company does.
We're two companies under one roof. So the one half is fencing products that we install into customers' yards or commercial settings. The other half is a manufacturing setting where we build machines that help fence companies put up fence and everything like that. And then we make ties that help secure the fence to the posts for that part. So we have two companies under one, and we cover all the bases for fencing needs. So,
well, they say that good fences make good neighbors. So you must be making a lot of good neighbors all over the country.
We try to do our best, that's for sure.
Well, tell us about your company's tactics and strategy for growth, because that's a key part of being selected to the list of Michigan 50 companies to watch.
Yes. As I've taken over into ownership now, I've decided to try and expand our market into Canada and overseas. And with people's help, we are succeeding in that. We are actually adding another machine. We've recently done an expansion and bought another building. So we are growing fast and trying to keep up with the pace of the needs of our customers. So it's been going very well.
And you serve both the commercial and residential markets?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Now, one of the certainly a big success story for an entrepreneurs and a good example for other innovators that you worked your way up through the ranks to become a vice president and a part owner. So how do you attract and retain good workers, you know, men and women who might come in and emulate you and, you know, work their way up through the company?
It is definitely a struggle sometimes. We bring people in, and I believe for our area, we pay them a very good wage. So they're not looking for another job. And with being a smaller company, we do treat people like family here. I have been in some of my employees' weddings. We get together and, you know, have a Christmas party now at the end of the year. I think treating the employees well and knowing that they can succeed here, whether it be buying a house or a new car or getting married and starting a family, I think that security is needed around here. And I think just with the pay and everything like that, we can keep and we try not to lay anyone off. So we can keep and maintain quality employees. And it really helps with the growth of the business, knowing that you have people that are also invested in you as well. So,
well, you've been around now for nearly 40 years. That's a significant sign of success and kind of rare around the state. I talk to small businesses all over the place. So any secrets other than taking good care of your employees that have led to this successful longevity?
Besides the employees, it would be having our name out in the community as, you know, we support many different things around the community. And then doing quality work, I think, is one of the main things. I mean, having people come in and love what we do, they're happy with our product, they tell their neighbors, they tell their family to come to us. We do work all over the UP and northern Wisconsin, and a lot of that is, you know, you've done work for my sister, you've done work for my mom. I mean, we get a lot of that. So with quality work comes more work, and our name is respected in the community for that. So it's, if you do good work, you have good customer service, the work will find you. So
How did you handle the transition created by a co-founder passing away?
I mean, for me personally, I had been here almost 10 years by the time that had happened. So I had been involved with the company and in both aspects of Delta Fence and LNC. So it was a little bit easier for me just because I knew both parts of the business, but it was still a transition as far as I didn't have him, you know, next to me with some of the computer and ordering of things that I kind of just had to kind of learn on my own with him being gone. So there was definitely a hiccup with that. But I was able to learn it quickly because I was forced into it. And I believe I've done a very decent job, and the transition ended up being smoother than it, you know, could have went otherwise. So, but I think with me being here as long as I was, that helped. I wasn't just brought in right away and have to learn everything on the fly. So
we are recording this. I'm in my home office in the Detroit area. Man, it's a long way from Escanaba. I've been to Escanaba, but it's been a long time. It's a beautiful area. For a company owner, especially a fast-growing company like your own, what are the challenges or advantages of being located in a fairly remote area like Escanaba?
It does hurt as far as shipping costs. Luckily for our ties, we have distributors all over the country that help with that. We send it to them, and then they can distribute it to their customers. I believe being up here is good because of the workers that we have up here, the people that we have up here. We get the quality workers, and you know, we're not afraid to work. And so that part of it is good. Like I said, the bad part is probably just it costs shipping stuff from here ends up being a lot more than it would if we were more centrally located, you know, in the U.S. or something like that. So,
well, Kevin, as we wrap up our discussion today, is there anything else you think our listeners should know about your company?
We are a fast-growing company. We love community support. We actually support, I like to say pets and vets. We have supported the honor flight that comes out of the UP. We support our local animal shelters all over the UP if we can. We're hardworking and fast-growing and looking forward to the future and what it all brings.
And how can people get in contact with you?
In our website, either deltafenceman.com or lncenterprises.com, or our phone number here is 906-786-1076.
I've had a great conversation today with Kevin Sodermark, the Vice President of LNC Enterprises, also known as Delta Fence and Construction, recently recognized by Michigan Celebrate Small Business as one of the Michigan 50 companies to watch for 2024. Kevin, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Small Business Weekly podcast, a production of the Small Business Association of Michigan. Get new episodes each week by subscribing on iTunes. Learn more about all the great benefits of being a member of the Small Business Association of Michigan by going to sbam.org. This is Michael Rogers.